Bill Cohan, who chairs the CPC, says the group is excited about Article 16A, the Stevens Field project.
We're very excited about this article. It's 5 years in the making. We've been working with engineering firms and staff, and we've come up with a design that was led by community meetings with the Stevens Field Planning and Design Committee, and now we're working on the cost estimates. We're going to be requesting $2,950,000 to complete the park's restoration.
And Article 16B is a dredging project that Cohan describes as a very interesting one.
We're going into Jenny Pond and we're dredging the town brook through this vicinity. The Office of Marine Environmental Affairs has been embarking on a 25-year effort removing fish ladders and dams and going after federal and state funding in the millions of dollars and buying up land along our town brook to restore it to its original condition and letting the fish and the herring run through this area.
But the area needs dredging.
Now, for 60 years, Jenny Pond has not been dredged. We need to dredge that so we have better water flow through the area, a better experience when you visit the pond, and a better experience for the herring that make its way up the stream.
So Article 16B will be a request
for $1,100,000. David Gould's Office of Marine Environment Affairs is going after a state grant, so that will keep the cost down.
Both articles advanced to town meeting on April 2nd with unanimous support from FinCom and the Select Board. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.